Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live, another week here on the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, number 15, a guy who played with the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers, Buffalo. You were in, did a little
Montreal.
Job, Montreal, everything. We're talking about World Super Bowl 14 quarterback, the one and only Vince Ferragamo.
Hi, Michael. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And then not to be outdone, old number 78, the Hall of Fame four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, the one and only Jackie Slater, everybody. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay?
Well, I mean, I'm doing okay in that some of my teams are doing well, and then some of my teams are not doing so well.
Really? What teams are doing well for you?
Well, the Angels.
They're doing well.
What teams are not doing well for you?
The Dodgers.
We're going to talk about that. I think they've added a few more pitchers. They have 40 pitchers now, 20 of which are on the DL, but they'll get enough going for you. We've got a lot to talk about on this show this year. By the way, just a reminder for you, this show, check out our website, onpointlive.net, and we have an incredible video podcast, as you can tell if you're watching us right now. And by the way, the gentlemen have their team jerseys on. Oh, well, maybe they don't. I have to tune in to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on YouTube. You can also follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsors, near and dear to our heart, HarmonyCheese.com. Jackie, you love that cheese. You have have they sent another package out there?
I think no, it's on its way though.
Semi truck is coming out to your place.
It's on its way.
Semi truck.
You've got the winery, Vince Ferragamo, Wines, and you like the what do you like with cheese with that?
Well, you know our wine goes with any kind of food, basically.
Of course,
but the cheese obviously. Why would you ask him to start talking wine and cheese? We don't have that much time on the show. The proof is in the pudding, okay?
We found out this week, I should mention, that Jackie Slater, when he was in college, got $15 for clothes cleaning. He spent it all on beer. So you're pairing beer with your cheese.
No, I didn't spend it all on beer.
Really?
I said that on occasion, when we would go down to this establishment to have a cold beer, we only had to pay 50 cents for a quart of Miller High Life.
There you have it. So email Jackie on that. Our email address is onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're on radio all over the country. Just follow us there. Search for On Point Live. Go to our website, crntalk.com, and check out the times. We're on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Pacific, and Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, Saturday, 8 Pacific, and Sunday at 6 Pacific, and on Sports Byline, Saturdays at 8 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot Cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the incredible Jackie Slater, the fantastic Vince Ferragamo, and we got a lot of topics to talk about today. First off, let's get into college sports, and we're not going to talk numbers. We're not going to talk how great these players are. Let's just talk about stone cold cash. How much money can we make in our college careers? Because these gentlemen made nothing in their college careers, right?
You didn't pay us. It was $15 amateur sports back in the day.
$15 beer money, right?
Yeah, no, that was $15
laundry fee.
Laundry fee. You could do your laundry with the $15.
Yes, you got your scholarship,
and if you had
right?
an extra 50 cents, you could spend it on a beer.
Well, you got some beer. Was pretty cheap then, right?
Yeah, 50 cents a quart.
Oh, what kinds?
Miller Genuine High Draft.
High Draft.
Wait, was there, what was the drinking age back then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what it was.
Sure, Jackie meant that.
I didn't start partaking until my senior year. We got educated. Yeah, we got a scholarship. We went to college. We were broke and didn't have a penny,
but we got a good education.
And what did you drink, Vincent? You were at Omaha there.
You know, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
The only place we went to was the bar. We went to the Brass Rail.
I mean, that was the place.
Whatever was available.
What was the red carpet? It was called the Red Carpet in Jackson.
The Brass Rail?
The Brass Rail.
Did you hit that a couple of times after a few too?
That was it. That's where everybody met after the game.
Vince is not at the Brass Rail.
And when we won, drinks on me.
Ours was the red carpet.
Yours was the red carpet? The Brass Rail and the red carpet.
There you go.
I went to the Bohemian Cafe in Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah, that's a big
Bohemian Cafe.
Bohemian Cafe. Good Czech beer. Czech bar you can get it in. They should sponsor our show, Mark It Down. Yeah. All right, let's get into this a little bit because there's this guy, this guy, Nico Yamaliava. And he, along with others, threatened to opt out of last season's college football playoffs unless they were paid more likeness, image, that kind of thing. He wanted more cash in order to play. What is wrong? What in the world is wrong with people like
holdout.
This?
It was a legitimate holdout. That's what it was.
What do you mean legitimate?
I mean it was legitimate in that they had paid him all during the regular season. They had given him that amount of money. And then he didn't factor in the negotiations, didn't factor in the postseason.
So what?
They have a college and NCAA postseason now that is a different season from the regular season. It's additional games, more notoriety for these games. You're playing for national championships like being in the playoffs.
Jackie, this is college. It's an education.
I know.
We're not getting paid to go ahead and study from the books or work on the field.
You're talking to a guy who was 100% agreement. Okay. I initially did not believe that college athletes, students, should be getting paid the kind of money that these guys are getting paid now when they were getting a free college education and room and board to go along with it. But then just think about it. Just think about it for one moment. It was 3 years ago that we were looking at a young man who went and sued the NC2A because he wanted his rights. He wanted the right to earn money off of his rights and likenesses, and he won. And ultimately, from that, players all around the country are being valued by these colleges and universities. They are getting numbers that are we never thought we'd ever see for a college football player. And they're only getting this money because these people know that they can afford to give it to them.
So you change events to help us out here. What do you think, Vince?
Okay, well, I think this is a big distraction, first of all. And this is something that, it causes dissension amongst the ranks. And, you know, this quarterback at Tennessee is claiming he needs more money because his ability on the field and his talents represent more money in his pocket. But
Wait a minute. Don't forget about the part that goes beyond the regular season, which he already had money for, into a postseason, which not had been accounted for in his deal with them.
Well, we're talking money. But I don't think it's good for sports, especially at the collegiate level. These players now, through the transfer portal, can transfer at any time at no expense to the team they leave. They can go right onto another team
leave
and
anytime
play
they want,
immediately.
Right?
Yeah. And there's so much to be said. Look, when you play college football, all right, the players need college as much as the college needs the players. So it's a give and take. All right, but when you go to college, you get a scholarship. They're already paying you to come and play for the university to build a reputation, to showcase your talent to the NFL.
It's called
a
scholarship.
Go make money.
That's right. It's called a scholarship.
There
right?
are so many kids that would surely appreciate another opportunity to be scholared and be paid their tuition in other sports. For example, soccer. There's not enough players that are scholarship to
right.
play in a soccer team. There's how about gymnastics? How about basketball?
Yeah, but
women's basketball.
I asked you on the way in.
Yes.
How many people do you think go to the University of Nebraska because they want to go and see the Cornhuskers? They want to feel that stadium.
Everybody.
They want to be a part of that electric moment
right.
when that team runs out on the field.
Go Big Red.
Those are the guys, those are the people that are funding many of the programs over the years at the University of Nebraska.
Right.
Whatever monies that they get to be able to give to a kid in a name, image, and likeness deal is derived from the fans and the popularity of what's going on the football fields on Sunday. And that's something I know is difficult for you because it's difficult for me, but we got to come to grips with it. The football players are generating more money for the universities than just about anything else other than the overall student body.
There's 105 scholarships.
Other than the student body, the 100,000 people that are there in that school and their tuition, the football program is generating the most amount of money.
So what we're doing,
yes.
what we're doing is we're putting money first before college athletics.
Exactly.
Okay, and before
teaching.
Maturation of these players and letting them learn. And there's so much to be said about making a business. And, you know, obviously sports is a business today. I agree with Jackie. But, you know, there's time for everything. There's time for play. There's time for business. There's
time for fun.
One thing
you're forgetting is little old Mikey Horn is going to his arithmetic class, and I'm taking a look like, whoa, how much did my tuition go up this year? My tuition's going up to pay for the college football program. Not a good thing for the rest of the student body.
Yeah, and it should be on an equal basis.
I think so.
I mean, because there's a lot.
Jackie, they do generate a lot of money.
There's a lot of revenue.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, he said his tuition is going up
to pay for the college football program. That is not the truth. The money for the college football program is coming from television revenue.
Right. That's where that money is coming from.
With the monies at the college
team. Perhaps you got to pay your teachers.
Tell me what is not going up. Tell me what's not going up. Food's going up. Real estate's going up.
That's right.
The price of
everything is going up. There's no doubt about it.
So these are kids.
They got to be taught. They're being taught by the likes of Bill Belichick, for gosh sakes. Go in there and enjoy your time at college and forget about name, image, and likeness. There's time for that when you make the pros like you superstars did.
Well, how about the coach for Miami, Jackie? What did he just say? He says, look, Mario Cristobal says, if you don't buy into the program, and you want more money, get out.
Yeah,
that's there the you same go.
Thing. Okay, that's
the same thing the guy Tennessee said.
Good.
To Lama Livea.
Right.
That's the same thing he said. But listen to what Shady McCoy said. Okay. Shady McCoy was one of the best running backs you and I saw in the National Football League.
He's not coaching?
He's not coaching anywhere.
Yeah.
But he sides with Nico Lama Livea. He says, after his Neil deal dispute with Tennessee, he said this, once the players have power, it's a whole issue. But for all of these years, the NC2A has been taking money from these young kids for years. That's what Shady McCoy said.
That's the biz.
And that is That's the biz. That's the way it is. Now, all of a sudden, the NC2A has been told, mandated, that they have to give a larger portion of this money back to these kids that are generating it, and all of a sudden that's unfair?
Let me ask you a question, Jack. Would you rather make $2 million? Would you rather make $2 million, or would you rather make $50 million?
When you play
in the NFL?
I'd rather make $50 million.
So would I.
Yeah. So would I.
So hey, but showcase your talents you have to, and wait for the big dollar.
But see, how about this?
Put your time in and invest
your money. The NC2A says, and pro football says, you have to be out of college 2 years before you can play in the NFL. So what are you telling me? As a football player in high school,
that rule.
You're telling me that
put your time in.
You got to wait for two years before you start making money.
Can't I go right into the NFL out of high school if
I'm
that
you
great?
Can't.
Come
you
on.
Can't. You
well,
cannot.
Change that
you,
rule.
You got to be out of high school 2 years before you can play in the NFL, and then after that you can play in the NFL.
I got to wait for you guys to make some money on your flag football team. Let's move it down, give them name, image, and likeness.
That's what we want.
That's exactly true. All right, we got to take a break here. This was a hot one here already. We have to talk more. On Point Live, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Check us out at our website. It's onpointlive.net. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Come on, talk to these guys here. onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget to get some great harmonycheese.com. It's delicious, good to listen to this discussion, HarmonyCheese.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the wonderful Vince Ferragamo, the fantastic Jackie Slater. Here, staying on point, since we're talking money on this show, might as well get to the real bucks here in the NBA. We'll talk about this. We got some coach firings, and it's last week we were talking about this. This week, Phoenix Suns now, Budenholzer, Mike, good name of his, by the way. A lot of Mikes being fired these
days. That's right. Uh-huh.
Relieved of his duties at the Phoenix Suns.
That's a key word.
They released the following statement on the Suns. Competing at the highest level remains our goal, and we fail to meet expectations this season. Our fans deserve better. Change is needed. So we're firing Mike Budenholzer.
After one year.
You know what I say? This is the key word that you said. He is being relieved of his duties.
Yes, he was.
Relieve me of my duties if you're going to give me $10 million a year.
Relieve me. I'll take it for $9 million.
Put me in relief. But, you know, this is my take. I look at this and I see this organization has hired three head coaches over the last 3 years. Almost,
it's kind of
$3.25 billion they have committed to this program over the last 3 years.
Without a postseason win.
Without a postseason win. They simply have not been able to get it done. Now, what does that say? That says that management is doing a poor job in, first of all, selecting guys, and they probably have the wrong set of criteria to make these decisions. One of the things that I have noticed, and I noticed it with the Denver Nuggets as I watched the Joker sitting there on the sideline and arguing with what looked to be his coach before he was fired. You have got to be able to get your point across to grown men from different sections of our society in a way that is not abrasive, in a way that not so much coddling these guys, but you have got to have – that guy's got to know you have his best –
best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm. Or otherwise, you're going to run into problems because the owners are not going to side with coaches making $10 million when they got players making $50
million. There's the old money coming in there, Jackie Slater. Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and then you also see coaches like Steve Kerr and how great they are. They win championships, and then they go through some off years. But the players have not been disillusioned. They still believe it's the locker room mentality, okay? Like Jackie said, you have to buy into the program, okay? And you always have to express, change and accept change and how we're going to build this team. And don't look at the past. Look to the future. And this is what is remarkable about the great coaches. But then you see all these firings that are going on. They got to spend $40 million to Budenholzer. I mean, for three more years, if he doesn't wind up someplace, let me ask you this.
What idiot in the front office of the Phoenix Suns hires this guy, Mike Budenholzer, and if Budenholzer decides not to even take any coaching job in the next few years, he's going to be paid $10 million a year from the Suns until 2029. What moron in their business office signs that deal knowing full well that they're going to fire the guy if he doesn't perform?
Well, to answer that question is maybe we need to go to revert back to one-year contracts. Okay, you play 1 year, you have a great year. Hey, I'm going to renegotiate your contract.
Like Walter Alston used to have for the Dodgers.
A lot of these players don't even want to abide by their contracts anyway.
It's not practical, Vince, to entice some of these big-name guys. Now, that's some really good basketball coaches in the country. There's some very good bad. We've seen that as
you can make a big signing bonus contingent on future contracts.
Yeah, but there's no way you're going to lure the talented collection of coaches to your particular organization without making it enticing for them. Most of these guys that are in these jobs
they want long-term
contracts.
They're making
the kind of money that they can make in the pros right where they are. So you got to give them an incentive to leave where they are.
So the owners falls on the owners then. The owners have to get together and say, look, we only want to do one-year contracts. That's it.
Well, look at it this
way. It's across the board.
Then they won't have any coaches.
Well, hold on a second.
They have player coaches.
I'll coach.
Yeah, they'll have Metal Lock Lemon. They have Metal Lock Lemon and Harlem Globetrotters.
Let's look at baseball.
And coaches.
Jackie, look at baseball. Walter Alston always had a one-year deal. Tommy was sort of similar. Then they sort of extended it for a few years at a time. Dave Roberts was just going the year to year or whatever until he finally won this World Series. And now they credit this guy, Dave, is probably and is the best manager in baseball. They've given him a longer-term deal, nowhere near what they're paying the salary. So they put the money to the guy you know is going to be there for a while and maybe add in $100 million for rotator cuff surgeries for the Dodgers pitching staff. And there you got a team going. What do you think?
Well, everybody loves Dave Roberts. I mean, obviously for what he's done and his record and what he's done, but his personality sticks out above all else, Michael. He gets along with everybody.
That's what you were saying.
And he's likable.
Feathers.
Yeah.
And he gets his point across. People are productive.
Right. Sincerely. He sincerely does it. He knows all about the player's background, their family. He's into that. He becomes kind of like the dad for this organization.
And then what won the World Series for him last year is when he went out to the mound and he didn't take analytics for an answer. He asked his pitcher, can you get this guy out? And put it back on the player. And they say, yeah, I can get him out, coach.
Can you get this guy out?
Can you get him out? You got enough in it?
I got it, coach. They don't do that anymore, but he did. So here's the deal. What about not having coaches at all in basketball? It seems like they're throwing money down the road. The players make a lot more money than the coaches. Why don't you have the most popular player on the team just be the coach?
Well, it's happening that way now with Jokic.
Well,
Nikola Jokic. I mean, they fired Mike Malone, who I thought was a good coach. There was a disagreement. Now they're not buying into what he's saying, and there's confusion.
There's dissension
among players. I mean, I don't know. Was it Russell Westbrook? I don't know what happened
To answer your question,
yes.
You know, guys used to say when we came to the Rams, I remember years ago, they used to say, the good Lord didn't give us everything. He gave you what you needed, but he didn't give you everything.
I mean, earn it.
Just because you can play the game doesn't mean you can coach the game. And just because you can coach the game doesn't mean most of the people that I know that coach the game, they couldn't play it. And so, you know, we can't do that, what you just suggested. We're going to have good, sharp, smart, competitive guys to coach these basketball teams. But they also have to have the ability to get along with guys from literally now all over the world.
And we got it now in L.A. here, Jackie.
When I saw Jokic from the Denver Nuggets frowned up and shaking his head and talking real loud and fast, and I'm thinking, who has gotten under his skin? Whoever it was, they're probably not there right now.
Well, he's the only center in the history to perform a triple-double, you know, on average, every game. So,
in the history of the game, he's
a phenomenal player, and, you know, he's a guy you want to watch play. But you're talking about coaches now. What about you've got Tyronn Lue with the Clippers, and you got Steve Kerr, and then you got Riddick with the Lakers. They're all good coaches now, but I really like the Clippers. Moving forward in this NBA championship. Did you watch the Clipper game and the Warrior game the other night?
No, but you've told us about eight times how great it was.
You didn't want to see neither team lose. You didn't want to see neither team lose. They were so many great players on the court that stepped up, and here's the last game of the season, and they go into overtime.
They're battling it out.
I mean, you had great players. Steph Curry is going up. Draymond Green. You had Jimmy Butler. James Harden. And I've never seen Kawhi Leonard play as good as he's played.
He's very good when he's healthy.
Got him tuned up.
He's very good when he's healthy.
That's just got him tuned up.
When he's healthy. He is healthy. He is one of the best.
Now, they are rare. They're geared up, ready to go. They're the fourth seed, right?
You mentioned another name. And I'm the first one to say, how can we? It's like there's a noted Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, that says there should be a separate Hall of Fame for him. You know, and I'm all for certain guys having those egos. That's part of it. You need that. But the truth of the matter is, everybody is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, need to be treated equally and fairly, regardless of what you're doing. But when I look at guys, and you say in a league like the NBA that he's the best player in the world, I mean, I can appreciate you saying that because you feel that way about a guy, but there are a lot of guys that are very, very unique that have done things that each other hasn't been able to do. For example, James Harden. Right. People don't know this about James Harden. James Harden's been playing, what,
16 seasons.
He's in his 16th season. He's with his fifth team. His fifth team.
Right.
And he's never missed being in an NBA playoff in 16 years.
16 years he's been there.
Should, he's the only player that can say that.
Is he one of the greatest players of all time?
I think so.
He's durable.
Nobody else.
He's a shooter. He's a leader. He can dribble drive. He can do everything.
If the team
is falling apart, he steps up.
And on every one of those teams that went to the playoffs with him on that team, he was a critical part of taking them to the playoffs.
And guess who he's got with him now? Kawhi Leonard.
You got Kawhi Leonard. A healthy Kawhi Leonard.
Come on.
A healthy Kawhi.
I got a point that you could probably discuss shortly here a little bit, and that's if you're going to coach the game of basketball, don't have the first name Mike, because Mike right. Budenholzer got fired from the Suns, Michael Malone from the Nuggets,
Mike Brown
from the Kings. Oh, you want to stay away from the
Mike. Hey, Mike, I do like the play-in format.
I'll see you next week.
I like the play-in format. That's a great point. Don't be named Mike if you want to coach. But, Jackie, this play-in format, you got 8-9 or 9-10. Is playing in a playoff, and 7-8 are playing. Well, 7-8, they can win.
Right.
The loser has a second shot.
That's right. Yeah.
9-10 has a shot against the winner of that, the loser of that matchup.
Right.
So then they play the
nine or ten.
Right. And I like the format. It's creating another game, but it's creating more excitement. It's bringing another team. Hey, you might have had an off season. This is the time to step up. Playoffs.
You know another thing it does. You can look at it from the bottom up, but you can also look at it from the top down.
Yeah.
OKC is going to get a couple of teams, going to get a team as they are the number one seed. They're going to get the eighth seed. They're going to get the eighth seed,
right.
Which means that team is going to be worn out.
Yeah,
I mean, if you go through an entire NBA season and you've played to be the number one seed, and then you get an eighth, a ninth seed rolling in there, you're going to thump them.
And Cavaliers.
All I got to say is the Phoenix Suns need some help in the front office. They've fired 3 head coaches in the last 23 months. Monty Williams, Frank Vogel, and now Mike Budenholzer. So help them out a little bit with some coaching. In the meantime, let's send them all the guys that got fired some Harmony cheese back, shall we? They need something to bring their spirits up a little bit.
They might need a glass of wine.
The Harmony cheese will definitely bring their spirits up.
With a little Vince, what wine would you suit?
It's new to the Ferragamo. It's got to be this Caressa J.
Caressa J from Ferragamo Winery. Go to harmonycheese.com and find out more about our great sponsor, Good Cheese. Abergelli is the one that
Abergelli. Get you some Ritz crackers.
You like which one?
The Girl Scouts.
Check it out at harmonycheese.com. Say hello to Bree and to Jerry there. HarmonyCheese.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original latchkey kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers.
And now it's time for us to do it again. Because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Point Live, brought to you by HarmonyCheese.com. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. And you know, on this show, we don't talk enough baseball, and we have baseball experts here on the panel, and Vince Ferragamo, and especially Jackie Slater. Jackie, you wanted to lead things off here today with your look at baseball.
No, first of all, I never played a down of baseball. Not one single down.
Not one down?
Not one
That's
single down.
That's your problem. And Jackie showed up with his gloves. I'm ready to play it down. And
but I've gotten to know Dave Roberts.
Good man.
He's a good guy. He came over and did a cameo for Vince and I when we were working at a different venue and everything. And Vince went down to see him spring ball.
I went down to see him at spring training.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a very personable guy. But the one thing I don't understand, and like I said, I never played any baseball. How is it that you go from winning a World Series – featuring the most valuable player in the whole league and Shohei Ohtani, you know, doing all these spectacular things. You load yourself up with pitching this offseason, which was perceived to be somewhat of a weakness, and then you get into a season where you undefeated through a first nine games, and then you go and lose somebody 16-0.
Vince, why don't you take that one?
Well, I just have problems with understanding that.
Well, it's hard to understand, Jackie, when you're that good. But, you know, so many variables in baseball that can happen. It's pitching, it's timing, it's hitting, it's timely hitting, base stealing. You know, but Freddie Freeman's been in and out of the lineup.
Got a bad ankle.
So Freddie's a key as well. But, you know, then you've got Mookie Betts, who's unbelievable. Night in, night out, he's always performing. But then Shohei Ohtani's a leadoff batter. When you have a great hitter like that, you think he's going to be third or fourth in the lineup, Jackie. But he depends on guys being on base because he's very exciting when people are on base and he's at the bat. Because he's driving them in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only had 4 opportunities this year with guys in scoring position.
So
that
means the other
guys, the bat.
The other guys aren't getting on base.
So it's a team effort. It's a whole team. The Dodgers understand
I don't want to make excuses here, gentlemen.
There's no excuse.
I watch baseball all the time. Let's just say flu has hit the Dodgers when they were in Japan. Mookie Betts was out. They weren't feeling too well. Freddie Freeman slipped in the shower a little bit, injured her ankle again a little bit.
Right.
The front part of the lineup is pretty solid. The back part is not getting on base for Shohei Ohtani. But, you know, Teoscar Hernandez was out here just the other day with the flu symptoms again. So you got that hitting the Dodgers. It's a new season. They did really well at the beginning. Pitching problems now. You got good, strong pitching, and I'm of the school that you want to do complete games. I'm old school. Stay the pitcher out there for 9 innings, but these pitchers now go 4 or 5 innings, albeit they're really good. Dustin May had a good outing just the other night. You bring in the bullpen, and the bullpen is off. All of a sudden, they can't hit the side of a barn door. They're walking guys on base. The run that goes out of control, key hits from the other team, and things flip. So you got to have a good manager again that brings everybody back in and say, okay, here's where we are. Let's move forward. And you know you're going to have your ups and downs all year. I'm sure you guys on the Rams didn't win all the time,
right,
you know?
Right.
Anyway, so they got too many, I don't know. Dodgers have maybe 30 pitchers, half of which are on the DL. They got to have a lot of pitching. Every team has to have a lot of pitching. Mm. And you got to go with a starter, then a sixth inning guy, a seventh and eighth, and a closer. It's tough. Somebody can be out of step there.
Jackie, the thing is I see in professional sports, and like any other sport, you know, what have you done for me lately? Okay, you know, Mike Malone was the coach for the Denver Nuggets, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. They won the championship. Now he's gone. What have you done for me lately? You know, I mean, Dave Roberts wins the World Series last year. I mean, even with the players. I mean, you have to come back and you have to repeat. You have to play with a chip on your shoulder. Start you got to go out there and try to
every
take care of your opponent.
Season.
Let me put it in football terms for you, Jackie. Just a simple answer here. The Dodgers have a starting pitcher. They may go 4 or 5 innings. This happens to every team in baseball. Then you got relievers that come in maybe an inning at a time. What if we had a brilliant idea and changed the game of football to 4 quarterbacks? First guy's in the first quarter. You bring another guy in to confuse him a little bit in the second. Bring a third guy in the third, and then you have a closer that comes in.
Where's
and
the continuity
what do you think about
team?
That quarterback?
No, you got to have continuity as number one.
Thing, well, there you
the
go.
The first thing that's going to happen that makes that not work, the first thing is that you're going to have, with every quarterback, you're going to have at least 3 offensive linemen to jump off sides. So that's 12 penalties right there with just guys jumping because every
he thinks it's a bullpen. It's a rotational system.
Quarterback
no,
is
I'm gonna
different.
Call him Davey from now on.
Yeah.
You know,
every quarterback is different. He's got a different way. His inflection is different. His voice is different. The way he calls the plays are different. And you get used to it. I mean, I put my hand on the ground with Vince going through his cadence, and I know exactly when he's getting ready to say, "I'm gone."
Yeah.
And then some other guys, you know, you're waiting. You're waiting for them to start giving you indication as to when they're gonna signal the center to snap the
and
ball.
And you thought you didn't know that much about baseball. You just nailed it right there.
Hey,
you know,
let me tie
got
this
too
in.
Many pitchers.
Let me tie this in. We talked to Pat Thomas, the great defensive back for with us
on
in the Super Bowl.
On
and
today.
You know what he says? Yeah. He still works with young players, and he's putting a lot of guys in the pros. He says it's a science. And there's nothing scientific about rotating guys in and out. You have to put one guy in there.
Yeah.
It's a science. It's chemistry between you and those players.
Right.
Like Jackie said, they have to have the same feel for one another, and you accomplish your goal. It's a team goal.
Right.
But everybody contributes. The backup quarterbacks can contribute when they get on the sideline. They're watching in case you get hurt. You got to go in there and fill in.
I don't know. Your Aaron Rodgers was pitching the Vikings to go ahead and train some people there. Maybe you bring Aaron Rodgers in. He's one of your 4 quarterbacks that you got.
When you think about that, he was Aaron Rodgers sees himself. I think he sees himself as a starting quality player. Certainly, you know, if Tom Brady can do it, I can do it. I can see that. But he is, to me, he's looking for an opportunity. And that was a pitch that he made to the Minnesota Vikings because the Vikings have decided they're going to go with J.J. McCarthy, the kid they drafted a year ago. But he wanted to ensure them that if he came there and he beat the guy out, then he would be the starter and McCarthy would learn from him. But if he didn't beat McCarthy out, he was going to be there to be a mentor. Well, what the Minnesota Vikings do not want is their young upstart looking over his shoulders with somebody like that, with Aaron sitting right there over his shoulder.
When you get to be his age, 40 years old, you can't start shopping your talents around because too many young quarterbacks that are coming out of the draft. They're real good. And we have to talk about the quarterbacks coming out.
Well, let's talk a little bit first about the Colorado Buffaloes there and Deion Sanders, his kids, Shedeur Sanders there, is going to have his uniform number retired. And I didn't know they retired uniform numbers in college, but apparently – what do you think about
this?
What
in the world? All right.
That's a what in the world.
What in the world?
It is a what in the world. I mean, Shedeur is what I am. Vince, we're coming in this morning, and Vince, he gave me at least 5 or 6 things that I personally could identify with the 21 different quarterbacks that I played with at the Rams. And all of those 5 qualities that he shared with me, I remember them being in the guys – you know, that I played with. And he says that Shedeur Sanders has all of those qualities. And I'm going to tell you, when anybody starts talking about a quarterback, listen to Vince. Because I'm telling you right now that I have talked to more quarterbacks who have varying opinions about things, not nearly as consistent as Vince has been over the years.
So, Vince.
I said all that to say this. Vince thinks Shedeur Sanders is going to be a fine. They're going to be a special quarterback. But to me, I have to say, what in the world, when you've been at the University of Colorado for 2 years and your record was –
that's what I was going to say, 13-11. That's his record.
His record was 13-11.
Retire his uniform?
You're retiring
– with a 13-11 record? Heck, I could play football and get 13-11.
You're asking me about Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
And why? Okay, look.
Wait a minute. You're not going to give us a reason why they retired his jersey.
No, I'm not. But I'm telling you, the University of Colorado could never beat Nebraska. I played at Nebraska. We always took them. We took them down. Mm-hmm. They This was one of the probably the lowest programs in college football till they hired Sanders.
Yeah, Deion Sanders.
Well, Courtney okay. Stewart was there years ago.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart was good. He was a good quarterback, but they never were prominent. I mean, he brought respectability back to the program at Colorado Buffaloes, and a lot of had to do with some of the talent he brought in, but his coaching was very good. And Shedeur Sanders, despite being sacked the most in college, you have to look beyond that. I mean, this is a team game. What is he like as a quarterback? Can he lead my team? Yes, he can. He has the smarts to do it. Okay, he has the comfort zone to do it. He's very smooth in the pocket. His attention to detail is spectacular. Okay, he has great timing on his throws.
They say
he knows how to do this stuff.
Very accurate.
That's what you want in a quarterback. And how does he relate to other players? He relates well to players. He responds. Everybody will play up to their potential when he's in the game, in the lineup, because he'll make everybody better.
You know, Vince.
You just watch what will happen. If he ends up with a good coach and a good program, he's going to make a lot of
You know what? I trust every word that you said about him. But this is the other thing that you never mentioned. Deion Sanders, in my opinion, is never going to leave a stone unturned for his own personal success. So how many stones is he not willing to turn over for the success of his sons? One of the things that we haven't even mentioned when you start talking about Shedeur Sanders is that he has a relationship with the greatest quarterback of all times in Tom Brady. Mm. Now, I don't know what that relationship is, but I guarantee you one thing, if you have a young man that wants to play high school or college football and he wanted to have he had an opportunity to have a relationship with me as an offensive lineman, that's the relationship you want him to have. Because you'll never meet a man that was more thorough about the science of playing in the offensive line in the NFL than me. I don't care who he is. And there's nothing that he would have thought about playing in the offensive line that hadn't crossed my mind.
Well, he's working with the right guy. I'm telling you, Tom Brady is a scientific
There's no doubt
to this
about
game.
It.
And
there's
this
no
kid
about it.
Can learn so much from somebody like that. And I think, I mean, that was a wise
was
decision
a huge
to have him work with that
It was
coach.
A huge confidence builder, whatever their relationship is. Yeah. If it's ongoing, it is a huge confidence builder for a young man like Shedeur Sanders.
All right, so Shadur's number is going to be retired. Would you buy one of his uniforms?
No, I'll wait. I'll wait until he retires his number in the NFL.
Let's take your guy's number 14, number 78. Let's offer it online here, shall we? I mean, 50. Super Bowl 14. I forgot you marked it up right after the Super Bowl.
I don't know what happens to your number when they retire it. That means nobody else. I know it means nobody else on that team is going to wear it, but, I mean, I don't. Other than that, I just.
Well, you know, the draft's coming up, though, Jackie.
Yeah,
but
Travis Hunter is a great player.
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah.
But
the
guy that I as a sleeper is don't forget this guy Tyler Warren from Penn State.
You like him?
I like this guy. He's multi talented. He can play fullback. He can play tight end. He can play. He's got as good as hands
but
as any receiver in the game.
Six,
he can play
six.
Center.
He's 6'6".
He's 6'6", 250 some.
And that's too light in the shorts to be talking about playing center.
Well, center. Well, yeah, he played one down. And he caught the ball and he caught a touchdown being center.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think we need to leave him at tight end.
If you put him with a team like the 49ers or somebody who can take a player like that and really make him effective, I mean, that's amazing.
So you're excited about the draft? There's more money for these college kids to get?
Now they're going to make the money.
Now. That's
now
when they should do
the
it
money.
Now. I
now
agree with it now. Well,
right.
But forget about
the
name, image,
and
likeness.
They put their time and effort in right now.
Exactly.
Come on.
Well, the starting left guard for USC just left USC. Pregno, I think his name is. And he went to the University of Oregon, and he made over $1 million more with name, image, and likeness money. So, and we
your
know
thoughts
that
on that.
And we know that USC has got a lot of money.
Email us on name, image, and likeness for college, please, and we'll talk about it next week. Email here, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crn, like in Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Don't forget our website, onpointlive.net. And please give us a look at our On Point Live YouTube channel feed there, On Point Live. Put a subscribe there with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, the greatest cheese, the most delicious cheese. As a matter of fact, the big cheese, one of these guys will have better lucky than good as soon as we come back right here. It's On Point Live. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo will be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Jackie, take us through this. Jackie Robinson Day this week. Our producer, Corey Marino, is at the Dodger game. This is the guy that changed the face of baseball here.
He certainly did. I mean, Jackie Robinson's first African-American guy to play in the big leagues. And what a spectacular career he had. He was a unique athlete, and he was a unique guy because many of his old teammates and even guys around the league, as they communicated with him, they found out, hey, this guy's a pretty good guy. So how proud are we to see him be honored? And it's not just the Dodger organization. Every team in Major League Baseball is going to wear his number.
42. And they've retired number 42 on all the teams.
I mean, it is an extreme honor. And when you look at what he went through to have the success that he did and to open the doors for so many other people behind him, you have to take your hat off to him.
And not just for baseball.
It was a very challenging time when he did that.
He worked with the NAACP, Richard Nixon, the president, Governor Nelson Rockefeller, to advance civil rights. One of the greats. Vince Ferragamo.
Yes.
I'd rather be lucky than good. So yeah. Six people in the history of golf have achieved the Grand Slam in golf. Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Gene Sarzen, Ben Hogan, and now this guy, Rory McIlroy, and he is he finally did it.
Royal McIlroy, I tell you what, you know, luck is a dividend of hard work and perseverance, but it's more than just luck. He's just good. But, you know, when he played this game, he was up and down, up and down. You know, he started the day on Thursday 7 strokes behind the leader. You think he would have caved in? No, he says, they interviewed him after the game. They said after his round, he says, look, I had 2 bad holes, but I played really good today. So that was his encouragement to go back and go get this guy. And he worked his way up. boom, Friday, Saturday, Sunday came, went in over. He hit some balls. He had a long putt. He had a couple bad shots. Man, but I tell you what, that long putt he made on the last hole
good one.
Was awesome.
He hit the ground and kissed it and he cried.
And cried like
I'd rather be lucky than good anything.
I got a green jacket I could have given him and saved him all that. All right, that's our show. Check us out on our website, onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. Please email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget our great sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. You guys love it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We love Harmony Cheese, and we always want to remind our folks back home. Remember, Jackie? And what do we say, Mike?
Stay on point.